Today is Wednesday, March 19th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National 3D Day. It's also National SBDC Day, National Certified Nurses Day, National Let's Laugh Day, National Poultry Day, have some chicken, National Chocolate Caramel Day, and finally, National Backyard Day, because, well, not because of this, but I saved it till the end because today I should be turning in all of my stuff on Yards End to tell them what we want for our backyard, and then they will be producing a design for us. And we will have a design. And then we can decide which things we're going to do ourselves, which things we're going to pay people for, all that kind of good stuff. So I'm excited about that. And it's just been, you know, I've been working on podcast maps. I had the show. I'm trying to take photos of the yard and video walkthroughs and all this to send to Yards In. And it's, you know, and then like tonight, well, today I had a haircut, so I went to get a haircut, came back, ate, and then immediately had to record throwing down. So, a lot is going on. All right, let's have a look at our contact here. I at least know that we do have a text. Kathy Bacon says, Long Bright River Peacock, a cop drama. So, I guess Kathy Bacon is recommending a show called Long Bright River. I will add that to my list. Thank you very much. For those of you who don't know, Kathy has a show called Epitome, just like it's spelled. And don't ask me because I'm not a good speller, but I think it's spelled like epitome. E-P-I-T-O-M-E, something like that. Yes. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Man, I'm just coughing. I've been having allergies because we've, you know, a lot of things are in bloom here at the moment. And like I was saying, I did have a haircut this weekend, or today, not this weekend. So I did have a haircut. So we had pretty much finished talking about the weekend, but I'll just say, you know, I wrapped up the weekend by doing a matinee performance on Sunday of the show. It went fine. You know, we helped break down for maybe 5 minutes afterwards. And then I came home and then we went and did our restaurant of the week. So we went to this Thai place. Oh, I did tell you guys about that because I had the Masaman curry. They were a little bit slow. This is the second grand opening we've gone to in the past, let's say, 2 months. And the same thing happened in the last grand opening that we went to where they had no one at the front, no semblance of a host or hostess. So it says, please wait to be seated, but you don't know who you're supposed to be, who is helping you, because everyone's just running around like chickens with their heads cut off. And finally, I mean, we're standing there for maybe 10 minutes. And then finally someone comes up to us and they're like, oh, have you been helped yet? No, we haven't. Oh, well, let's get you a seat, you know, whatever. And then they set us down. And after they set us down, the service was better. They did not have an assigned server, though. It just seemed like whatever server was free would come over to your table. So I feel like they're going to get more organized. But the food was good. I mean, the spring rolls were good that we had. And I remember telling you guys about this. The spring rolls were good. The Masaman curry was really good. Like I said, I want to learn how to do that at home. I remember because I listened to that episode today. So I might have even talked about it yesterday. But anyway, so we did all that and came home and I was just working on the website and some 3D printing stuff. Mark wants me to print him either a hook or a basket. And I'm trying to design it myself, but I'm still not good at design. Designers. I'm still not good at design. I haven't yet successfully designed anything and printed it. Everything that I've printed so far have been things that have been in the store or whatever. So I don't know, but I'm trying to do that because he wants to get rid of these candies that we were given at Christmas. And so he wants to put them in a basket, but he wants to hang it on the side of his cubicle at work. So I'm like, yeah. Give me an assignment. I love solving problems for people and, you know, whatever. And by the way, Kathy Bacon, I saw some models that are license plate covers. So I think I can do a license plate cover. So to be continued, I've got to go back and remember what you said that you wanted on it. But I think that is something that I can definitely do as one of my upcoming projects that I can work on. So I was working on that, and that was pretty much the weekend. And then Monday, just work. It was a pretty relaxing. I got a couple of things done at work. So I got a couple of really good things that I needed to get done. So that was good. Had a couple of meetings, went to the DMV. Oh my gosh, guys. So I had to go to the DMV because my tags have been expired since... My tags have been expired since, I'm trying to think, October. And I know, I think I've already talked about this as well, but I have time to go into more detail. So first of all, the security guard at the courthouse is so nice. It's always the same guy, and you come in, he's like, hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. He's very friendly, you know, whatever. And I take all my stuff out, put it in there. So it had sent me to the courthouse. And so I was like, because I just searched DMV. I never remember. I find the vehicle registration process to be so confusing. First of all, why does it have to be two different steps? Why do you have to assess? It's three different steps. You have to assess. But you don't necessarily pay when you assess. You pay later. I normally say, what the fuck is due? No, I don't say that, but I say, okay, you assessed, is there something due? And they're like, well, it's not due at the moment. I'm like, yes, but how much is going to be due? And they'll tell me, I'll be like, can I pay it now? Because what do you want? I mean, I'm not going to remember to pay this later. So that's another thing. Why do they assess and then pay separately? I don't understand that because I always forget. Then, so you've got to go to one counter to assess, and then you have to go to a completely different part of the building to pay, right? So then I go, so I assess in one part, and then I go to the other part to pay. I didn't owe anything. So they just stamp it. And it's like, you don't, and she's like, okay, you can get your tags now. So then I go to get the tags, and it's in a completely different building across town. And I get there and I realize that, you know what? There's an assessor there as well. So I could have gone to that one building, but I didn't. So I had to drive an extra 10 minutes across town to go to the DMV. So I go in there. They were on like number 45. This is your typical DMV experience. They were on number 45. I pulled the tag. It was 95. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be here for so long. But then an angel from above came out of the sky singing praises, and she says, is anyone just renewing their tags? Come stand in line over here. So there were like two people in front of me, and boom, Bob's your uncle. I got my tag. All I had to pay was a late. I had already paid for my tag because I told you guys, I think, I had paid for 3 years in advance. So she's like, oh, you already paid for your tag. The only thing you owe is your late fee. So the only thing I owed for the whole deal was my late fee. That was it. Then I get back home and I'm like, hey, Mark, I got my tag taken care of for the car because I'm getting my haircut and I have to drive. And then I'm like, oh, by the way, can I borrow your car? Because I want to go to IKEA. And he's like, if you're borrowing my car, why did you need to go and get your tag? I was like, oops. He's like, do I need to start making you do Sudoku or whatever? Because my brain, I'm getting so scatterbrained. And then I get all the way to IKEA. So today was my haircut. And I drive and I get up early so that I can go to IKEA because I wanted to get this Billy bookcase. The smaller, it's tall, but the thin, the like single column instead of like the wide one. And I get there and, you know, they make you go through the whole store. And then I realize the Billy bookcases are all in the self-service furniture area. But you have to go through the whole thing, and I'm trying to walk around people and stuff. Everybody's in my way. Finally get there. They don't have it. I could have looked online. I left like 2 hours earlier than I would have. Borrowed his car. He won an award, and he was working from home because... And he didn't know. And so his old manager was like, you need to come in. He had to get a Lyft or an Uber to go into the office because I had his car. And I couldn't even get the bookshelf. It was crazy. Ridiculous, in fact. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.